Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls Americans hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week, we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy yourselves, folks, and learn about our team. Good evening, hockey fans. This is Jim Quick. Tonight, we are joined by number 16, Mason Kerr. How are you doing tonight, Mason?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself, Jim?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So, how's your week been going?
Been going pretty good. Practices have been pretty intense and full of hard work, and we're just getting ready for our weekend in Cody.
Yeah, I heard you about y'all been doing a bunch of 45s.
Yeah, those are pretty rough, but hey, sometimes we need them.
Well, and you know, I mean, from what I've seen on stuff, it definitely goes a long way to helping you all be able to play the full 60 minutes. You know, to be as fresh the third period as you are the first period.
That's exactly right.
And sometimes that's what wins the game, is just, you know, natural attrition, wearing the other team out.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Well, I was born and raised in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I'm in a family of five with a brother and a sister, and then my sister goes to college in the UW La Crosse, and my brother is having a baby on the way. So things are pretty exciting right now, and yeah. I mean, there's not much to me, I suppose, except for, you know, where I come from and all that other stuff.
Well, what got you started in hockey?
Oh, it was watching my older brother play. I always wanted to be like him, so I decided to lace up and start it.
How old were you when you first started?
I gotta say about 5 years old. Around there.
About the average age for most of you guys starting, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the name of your first team?
I played on the, my first team was the Pleasant Prairie Patriots. And then I switched to a travel team called the Kenosha Comets. And then I think my peewee major year, I went to the Highland Park Falcons, and that's where I've been since coming here. So,
wow. Do you have any favorite memories from those years?
Yes. My peewee major and Bantam minor year, we made it all the way through the state playoffs and won state twice in a row. So both those games were very exciting and very fun to look back on.
Nice. Do you see hockey in your future in any form other than maybe just a club hockey or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I love the sport so much that I figure it's going to be, you know, a part of me for a long time. Like, if I get the opportunity to maybe someday coach or something, that'll be great. But if not, like, I'll probably play like some adult league back home or wherever I can find hockey, really.
Cool. Are you looking at college? Is that on your radar?
It's somewhat on my radar. I mean, I've always wanted to like start my own like general labor company. Just go around like my town and if people like know my name, they can ask me to like maybe like put up some trim or redo their flooring, like stuff like that. And so I'd like to like learn about the business side of things. So I suppose like college is in my on my radar.
Oh, okay. So construction, though, is primary.
Yes, I've been doing it for almost, I want to say 2 years. Having a lot of fun with it, and I don't know. It's just, I think I just like making stuff, so it's very fun.
What's your favorite part?
I guess like the before and after, like seeing what it was like, and then comparing it to after I did my work. I think that feeling is so like accomplishing almost.
Right. Do you have a favorite part of it as far as like maybe trim or painting or anything of that nature, or do you just like it all?
I kind of like installing like fixtures. So like if a person gets like a new like a downlight, like I install that or install some doors, like stuff like that.
Cool. So any, I mean, are you planning on like going back to Kenosha? Is that your go-to as far as where you're going to live, or do you have any ideas on somewhere else or?
I'm still deciding that, like obviously if this year goes all in well, like I still have one more year of eligibility, so I might come back. If a college reaches out and really wants me, I might go there to like if I like the program. It's really just all up in the air still. I figure I'd have the answer closer to the end of the season.
Cool. Well, let's talk about the season. So, let's start off with some easy softball questions. What's your favorite go-to food before a game?
I like Chipotle before a game. Classic burrito bowl with some rice, chicken, lettuce, queso.
That seems to be becoming very popular with you all guys.
Oh, really? That's one.
I've been there one time, and that was at the very beginning, and the wife had sent in an online order, and I sat there for an hour
Oh,
waiting on our order. And then they finally say, well, it's going to be longer. You'll be faster if you just go through the line. Well, there was like 20 people in line. I'm like, no,
yeah.
I'm not doing this. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
when it first opened up here, it was crazy, but ever since things started calming down, it's been like the line wise has not been terrible, so.
Right. Yeah, no, they had their one chance with me. So what about superstitions? Do you have any superstitions as far as before a game or for any like continuing winning streaks or to break a losing streak?
Yeah, you could say it's kind of a superstitious. I like to, like, for example, if we have a game at 7 and then we have to be at the rink by 5, I still like more time to prepare for the game. So I kind of like, I have to be home, like in my room, in my own space at 3:30. And then I just kind of like meditate and think about the game and, what I can do and what I can do for my teammates and, just thinking about the game more. And then also I do this funny thing where like I kind of match my stick tape to whatever color we're wearing. So like if we're at home and wearing white, I'll put on white tape. And then if we're away wearing red, I'll put on black tape.
Oh, cool. What about a favorite jersey that you own or have owned, whether it be from a particular team that you played for or an NHL jersey or?
Well, it's got to be my Great Falls Americans jersey now, does
Well, it doesn't have to be. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but one that sticks out is like my childhood jersey, like the Falcons jersey growing up. I had it hanging in my room, so that was, I gotta say, that's one of my favorites.
Cool. Outdoor or indoor ice games?
Oh, that's tough.
Well, okay, question is, have you played an outdoor ice game?
I have, because back in Wisconsin, there's a lot of lakes and it gets pretty cold out there. And I remember we played like a series or two on an outdoor rink, and it was really fun, but it was really cold. So I think for that reason, I gotta go for indoor games. And plus, it's just louder indoors, so, and I like that.
Oh, okay. So you like the energy of the crowd and
Yeah, it really gets me going.
cool. Upper or lower body workouts?
Oh, I gotta go with upper. I mean, I kind of like lower body, but if I'm not able to walk the next day, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure after a few of them 45s, you're probably struggling anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're burnt out when you get to the gym, so you don't even want to do lower body.
Right, I can just imagine. How about a favorite stick?
The Bauer Geo was a very good stick that I used for a little while, and then I don't know, I broke it, so and then I got a different one, but that one was very fun to use and very comfortable.
Was it about that you liked?
It had like the five-sided like stick configuration that was really comfortable to hold, and I don't know, just like the overall feel and the flex pattern it has, it was very nice to use.
Okay. How about a biggest hockey pet peeve?
Bad chirps.
Bad chirps.
Bad chirps. If you're gonna like, I like chirping, like everything about it is great, but if it doesn't like roll off and it's not like a good chirp, it's like, then why even chirp, you know?
Right. You don't like the forced ones?
Right, yeah.
That makes sense. 'Cause that's part of the game. That's part of the fun of the game.
Oh,
Talking smack to each other.
yeah. Right.
Tucked or untucked jerseys?
I gotta go with untucked, but yeah, I gotta go with untucked.
Okay. How about a favorite team bonding memory?
Oh, we played a game called Broom Ball. I think it was like a couple weeks ago or a couple of nights ago, and it was really fun. We all just had a great time laughing with each other and really good team bonding moment.
Cool. Yeah, I've heard about those broom ball nights.
Oh yeah, they're pretty fun.
Okay, so you're snowed in up at the mountains in a cabin with one teammate. The purpose here is to survive. Who would you have in that cabin with you?
That's a tough question. A couple names come to mind, but I think I gotta go with one of my captains, Phil Harrell. I feel like, we get along good, and we can certainly get stuff done if we need to, and he'll be good company. So I gotta go with Phil.
Bill's a good guy. He's been a popular choice for this question. So
I bet.
that says a lot about him. Far as the team is concerned, if you had to describe the team with one word,
I describe it as family, I suppose. We're all just a band of brothers, and We do get like times where like one person gets mad at the other, but at the end of the day, it's all resolved and we all still, love each other and stuff, so.
Right. Well, that's part of being brothers. I mean, you show me two brothers that don't have times where they fight each other, then, they don't really love
Right.
each other. Unfortunately, growing up, I didn't get that with my brother because I was, I'm what, 12 years older than he is. So
Oh, okay.
when I went in the army, he was only 6 years old, so
Gotcha.
didn't get to enjoy any of that. So you've got Yellowstone coming up this weekend.
That's right.
Is there anything that you feel that you need to improve upon that would help the team?
We've been working on this like in practice, but like there's a word called scanning where it's just like I guess looking at your like surroundings and like planning your next move and stuff like that. So like when I get the puck, I like look up and look around to see what my options are and I pick the best one. I feel
Right.
like that is something like I could work on and can definitely do better at. So I think that's probably my biggest focus in these practice weeks.
Okay. Learning to play chess on ice instead of checkers. What do you feel that the team as a whole needs to work on? Especially going into the showcase. That's definitely gonna be a big deal there. And you're playing,
Right.
that Louisiana team, then you got that team from back east, and this is an opportunity for you all to really shine. So what do you feel that the team needs to work on to give your best showing?
I'd say staying consistent night to night. There's a lot of times where we'll play like a good stretch of games and then the next night we'll, shit the bed and play kind of half as the way we did the prior night. So I feel like just having a full drive mentality on every game, would benefit our team a lot.
What do you feel is the reason behind the lack of drive on those particular games? And obviously, I'm thinking of this past weekend, down in Bozeman.
Right.
That's an obvious one there. What do you think causes that?
It could be just getting too comfortable, I suppose. Or just being mentally tired from the prior weekend. It could be a lot of things, but it is something that I figured the whole team could work on as a whole.
Okay. That makes sense. What about thoughts on the second period?
Oh, the second period.
Y'all, it's most of the season. There's been a few games here or there that weren't like that, but the majority of them, your second period just seems flat.
Yeah, no, that's something, all the boys are picking up and noticing too. I don't really have an answer, but I don't know. Maybe it's because we go into the game so hot, and then once we get into the game, like, and get a feel for it, we lose that heat. I mean, that's like the only guess I could take at it, if I could say anything about it.
Right. That's definitely a difficult thing to pinpoint.
Right.
But I think that being aware of it, and it's been getting better. I have noticed that it is definitely, and I think part of that is the addition of Sebby and Zach. They seem to have added some energy there.
Oh,
So, There's a, I think they filled in a void that was missing in the team.
Right.
So, but I've got great hopes for you guys on the at the showdown or at the showcase. I mean,
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate that.
I see you guys in and out every week, and I've watched you all improve, and the games that you come in there and you play as a team, the communication, the attentiveness, the energy, you all are going to be hard to beat.
Thank you.
It's there. You just gotta, y'all have to just tap into it and just, remind yourselves that, you're a team. It's this, you got to communicate.
Right.
And yep, I think you focus on that and y'all are going to go a long ways.
Agree, Jim. I agree.
I don't see any reason why y'all can't go to the Fraser Cup for real. I mean, obviously you struggled with Helena and Gillette, but with every successive game, you all become more experienced, more mature, smarter about the game, and maybe not this year, but if enough of you all come back next year, I can almost guarantee you next year you all would be on top.
I have those hopes too, Jim. I honestly do.
Well, I know that, and then of course that's obviously the goal for everybody that plays is to be there on top.
Right.
But as an observer, as an outside observer, I can see that potential. It's there.
Thank you, Jim. It means a lot.
Absolutely. So, what is it about Great Falls that you like?
The people here are really nice and friendly and welcoming. I remember, my first couple of days here, I was with my billet family, Pam and Adam Stancek. They were just wonderful people and really inviting to the town. And I love how everything is, within a 15-minute drive, so you never have to travel anywhere or anything like that. So. But yeah, I'd say the people are who I like the most.
Cool. Who's your favorite hockey team?
I am a,
NHL. NHL.
I'm a, I'm a Chicago Blackhawks fan.
Oh, are you a Connor Bedard groupie?
I'm excited we drafted him, but I wouldn't say a groupie.
No. He's definitely lived up to the hype. I mean, he is definitely spectacular to watch.
He is. He's doing pretty well.
Of course, y'all lost to my team last night, so
Yeah, whatever.
so being from Wisconsin, the big question is Love, Rogers, or Fave or Favre?
I mean, I grew up watching Rodgers, so I'm kind of obligated to say Rodgers, but I know my grandpa was a big Favre fan, so it's I gotta side with Rodgers though.
I started watching Favre when he was in college. And that's used to I used to follow quarterbacks. I didn't follow the teams, I followed the quarterbacks. And when he first came into the league, he went to Atlanta and I was like, I can't do Atlanta. Never have liked Atlanta. And then the next year he went to Green Bay, I was like, oh, I can do Green Bay. Okay. And after 17 years of him at Green Bay and then Rodgers, I'm a Green Bay fan. I'm a diehard
That's what I like to hear, Jim.
cheesehead now. I've even got my big slice of cheese hat upstairs.
Awesome.
We live in a house divided because the wife is a Raiders fan because she's from California. She grew up going to the games out there.
Okay.
Steve, of course, you met Steve the other night. He's a Broncos fan. And of course, now, we got Blake in here. He's a Broncos fan. So,
Yeah.
yeah, it's a house divided.
I'd say so.
But, well, Mason, it was sure good talking to you, and I appreciate you spending the evening with me.
Yeah, man, it was awesome. I appreciate talking to you.
I look forward to watching y'all play Yellowstone this weekend, and then really look forward to the showcase. That's going to be, we didn't get to watch the showcase last year, but with NAHL TV, they'll, since they're going to be having the showcase on there, we will definitely be glued to the games.
All right, I'm excited.
And we will be yelling and rooting you all on.
Awesome.
So, but I appreciate it, and you have yourself a good night, sir.
You too, Jim.
All right, we shall talk to you later.
As always, folks, stay optimistic, be good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.